This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Taliban has confirmed that it will hold direct talks with the United States in Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. An insurgent official speaking on condition of anonymity explained that the preliminary dialogue focused merely on laying the groundwork for future contacts and meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. President Trump is applauding new numbers, he says, show the U.S. is now, in his words, the economic envy of the entire world. AP Sagar Magani reports the U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in about 4 years in the months of April, May, and June.
The economy surged last quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%, the fastest since 2014. The president's predicting it'll go even higher.
These numbers are very, very sustainable. This isn't a one-time shot.
But most economists outside his administration disagree, saying the fast growth stemmed from temporary factors like Americans spending their tax cuts and exporters rushing out products ahead of retaliatory tariffs. Analysts predict solid growth the rest of the year, but in the 3% range, not 4%. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says equipment has landed at a base in Turkey to prepare Turkish troops for joint patrols with U.S. forces in northern Syria, upholding U.S. commitments to NATO ally Turkey. Mattis said the training should begin soon. It's unclear when the U.S. and Turkish forces would start conducting the joint patrols in Syria once training is complete. This is VOA News. A top U.S. diplomat says Iran likely will have to agree to complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization in any future deal with the U.S., just like North Korea. Demands that Pyongyang dismantle all of its nuclear facilities have been central to the U.S. position in meetings with top North Korean officials. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton is warning Iran to do nothing at all to the negative, or they will, in his words, pay a price like few countries have ever paid before. The Russian lawyer who reportedly met with top Trump campaign officials to present dirt on rival candidate for president Hillary Clinton appears to have close ties to the Russian government. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Associated Press reviewed scores of emails, transcripts, and legal documents, including those from the Dossier Center, which profiles Russians allegedly benefiting from corruption. The documents reveal a portrait of Natalia Veselnitskaya as being a well-connected attorney who served as a ghostwriter for top Russian government lawyers and also worked on getting sanctions eased. Veselnitskaya's role in the Trump campaign, Russian Connections, is rooted in her fight against businessman Bill Browder, a leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Veselnitskaya fought against him in court and worked to undercut his credibility in Washington. She told Congress it was on behalf of a client, but documents showed she received Russian government support and she provided assistance to high-level authorities in Moscow. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal judge in the U.S. state of California says she will be appointing an independent monitor to look into conditions for immigrant children at U.S. border facilities. Meantime, the U.S. Justice Department said in a court filing that more than 1,400 children have been reunited with their families so far. Some 700 still are in government custody. Annunciation House Director Ruben Garcia says the shelter in El Paso, Texas, has been hosting many migrant families who have been reunited.
Annunciation House was one of the organizations that received a lot of these families after they had been reunited, and we've been doing this over the past approximate 10 days.
Under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, families who illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico in most of the months of April and May were automatically detained. Children were placed in government care facilities separated from their parents. Since then, Mr. Trump signed an executive order rescinding the family separation after a nationwide outcry. You can get more on that story and all the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.